So baby, come over, I'ma be the thing that you need. Hold on, fuck that. Man, I ain't worried about no nigga. Man, I ain't worried about no broke bitch. Man, I ain't worried about no nigga. Man, I ain't worried about nobody. Nobody. But my squad, my squad, my squad, my squad. Nobody. Nobody. But my squad, my squad, my squad, my squad. Nobody. Nobody. But my squad, my squad, my squad, my squad. Nobody. Nobody. But my squad, my squad, my squad, my squad. Yeah, my niggas on. Made it to the money, put my niggas on. Yeah, the bitches too.
Yo, what's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show, and I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Doing a late night show. I'm doing the show late this week. I just got in from Vegas earlier today, but I'm here, ready to chop it up with the family. Today's show is brought to you by the CultureConnection360.com. They are having a lecture in Chicago with Sister Shahrazad Ali, who has been in the Hidden Colors film. She will be in Chicago, sponsored by Culture Connection. That's going to be Saturday, June 4th, 2016. That's going to be at the Harold Washington Cultural Center. That's 4701 South King Drive, Chicago, Illinois. Get your tickets at CultureConnection360.com. Again, that's CultureConnection360.com. Now, the phone number is 818-850-5404. Call in. We're going to chop up some game on this late night show. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back after these quick messages. Don't go nowhere. Check out this brand new book out right now called And That's Why I Enjoy the Pain, A Black Man's Informal Guide to Life. This book is a guide to understanding the soul of the black man from the perspective of author Odemian Jones. Now, Jones is an up-and-coming author, and his book is designed to give you some life lessons based on his experience, and these experiences can be used by the reader. Get the book right now at odemion.com. That's O-D-I-M-I-U-N.com.
Hey, what's up? It's dating and life coach Mr. Locario. Go to badboymembership.com and master the dating game by joining my Bad Boy Membership Program. In this program, you'll receive 45 through 90 minute, easy to follow, step-by-step dating advice tutorials that's guaranteed to help you attract, date, and have sex with beautiful women. Join the Bad Boy Membership today by going to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
There's a brand new book out right now called I Was a Slave, Plight of a King. Now, this book is by author Race Cummings, and his book is a stark and unapologetic look at the state of our African-American communities and what, if anything, can be done about it. Mr. Cummings offers a keen perspective on black history in the pre-America days, black tragedies during the commissioning of our kidnapping and enslavement, and continuing tragedies after slavery. This is a very deep book, and you guys need to get it right now. This book talks about, are you a racist? Do you support your own black community? Have you been treated like a queen? The book goes real deep. You can get the book at Amazon right now. Go to Amazon and type in, I Was a Slave, Plight of a King, and get it right now. Yo, you need to stop putting out low-quality music and visit LegendaryMix.com. If you are a rapper, a singer, a producer, or a label owner, then you should already know about LegendaryMix.com. That's the number one online music mixing and mastering service. Take advantage of their low-cost, high-quality mixdowns and professional mastering services and prices while they're still low. Clients rate them as number one for best price. With over 13 years of experience, they will deliver top quality results with great turnaround times. Contact LegendaryMix.com, mention Tariq Radio, and get half off on your mastering for your first mix down. Or call or text 347-565-5892 or email LegendaryMix1@gmail.com.
2016, Fluetti was a dream made reality. Fluetti is a clothing company that has designs and styles with a variety of vibrant colors that are unique, stylish, and eye-catching. Fluetti is, without a doubt, the addictive apparel appeal that will have you wanting every design and color. You even have the option to customize your particular Fluetti design and color at Fluetti.com, spelled Fluetti.com. Wear it. Become it. Express it. Fluetti.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
Do you have a business or a brand? Then you need a website that sets you apart. Blackline Web Design offers you an affordable website that will exceed your expectations. Websites start at just $200. You'll get a customized website with amazing features. You can get social media icons so that followers can interact with you immediately. Grow your brand and increase your sales with a professional website today. They have a 5-star Google rating, and that work speaks for itself. Visit them today and save 10% off with the coupon code that says Tariq. That's BlacklineWebDesign.com. Again, BlacklineWebDesign.com.
You are now tuning in to the king of games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Put some respect on my name.
Oh, what's going on, family? We are back. We are back right here on Tariq Elite Radio. I am your gracious host, getting that late night ism in. I am Tariq Nasheed, also known as King Flex, also known as Tariq Elite, whatever you want to call me. I'm here, ready to chop up game. You know, I'm real excited, family, about the release of Hidden Colors 4 next week. Next week, Thursday, May 26th, next Thursday. It's going down with Hidden Colors. Now, the tickets for Chicago should go on sale today. A lot of people have been asking about the Chicago tickets. It's going to be shown, Hidden Colors 4 is going to be shown in Chicago on May 27th. That's Friday. And the tickets go on sale today. So you guys go to HiddenColorsFilm.com and be sure to refresh your page, because my website is real trippy. Sometimes if you don't refresh your page, it won't show the updated information. But the tickets, man, have been selling out like crazy. And most of the cities that Hidden Colors 4 is going to be in, the tickets have sold out. And let me give y'all some of the cities real quickly, family. Atlanta. Both Atlanta showings, the one on Thursday and the one on Friday, have sold out. We're trying to work on getting another showing Thursday night in Atlanta at the Midtown Arts Theater. The theater called me and told me they're just getting flooded and swamped with calls and people are coming up there. So I think they're going to try to do another screening at 10 o'clock Thursday, because the first showing at 7 is sold out. The showing in Atlanta on Friday at the Plaza Theater sold out. So both theaters are sold out. The Baltimore showing, I think there's still tickets for that. Birmingham, Alabama, the Carver Theater, there's still tickets for that. In Boston at the Kendall Square Cinema, you can get tickets. In Charleston, you can still get tickets. Again, like I said, Chicago tickets go on sale tomorrow. Dallas, the 7 o'clock show is sold out, but the 10 o'clock show, they added a new show, so you can still get tickets. You better get them fast, because that's about to sell out. There are still tickets available at the Denver showing, at the Esquire Theater, the Maynard Theater in Detroit. That's a big theater. The ticket sales are good. You can still get tickets. Fort Lauderdale at Cinema Paradiso. The ticket sales are good. You can still get tickets. At the Parkade Cinema in Hartford and Manchester, Connecticut, you can still get tickets. And remember, that showing is going to be on the 27th, which is that Friday. Houston, that's about to sell out at the Santikos Palladium Theater. The promoter called me today saying that they might sell out this weekend. They're very close to selling out, so get your tickets there. In Jackson, Mississippi, at the Russell C. Davis Planetarium, you can still get your tickets there. In Los Angeles, at the Ahira at the Aria, I think it's spelled Aria, Fine Arts Theater. They're almost sold out. I talked to the theater today, and that's a big theater, and they're almost sold out. That theater seats 100, I mean, not 100, but they seat like 450 people, and that shit is damn near sold out here in Los Angeles. And I'm going to be there. I might do a Q&A in Los Angeles. I don't know. It just depends on how I'm feeling. Because sometimes I just kind of want to slither in and slither out. But, you know, I got a lot of my celebrity buddies coming up there. So I just might do a Q&A in Los Angeles. So y'all better get your tickets in L.A. real quick. Both showings in New York have sold out. At the Sunshine Theater, both showings have sold out. Now, there's some people who told me they walked up to the theater and got some tickets. So maybe you guys can go up to the theater and see what's happening. But online, they're sold out. Norfolk, Virginia, at the Narrow Expanded Cinema, you can get your tickets. Philadelphia sold out. Ritz East, they're sold out completely. In Raleigh, North Carolina, the Rialto Theater, you can still get tickets for that. San Diego, Ultra Star, you can still get tickets. San Francisco, Oakland Bay, you guys go up to the Clay Theater. That's a pretty big theater. They still got tickets. There's still tickets available in St. Louis at the Frontenac Theater. Washington, D.C., both showings have sold out in D.C. The 7 o'clock and the 9 o'clock show have sold out. And you can now get tickets for the screening that's going to be in Birmingham, England, at the Millennium Point Auditorium. That's Sunday, June 5th. I'm going to be out there, me and Robin Walker, the gentleman who is actually in Hidden Colors, one of the stars of the film. I'm going to be there doing a Q&A after the screening. So all my Birmingham, England folks I want to see in the house, all my London folks, y'all take that 2-hour train ride up to Birmingham and join us. All my London people, come on up to Birmingham. A lot of people from London are asking me, am I doing anything in London? I'm not. I'm doing it in Birmingham this time. So I want all my London people to come on up. It's a quick train ride. That 2 hours ain't going to kill you. Because I'm going to go down to London to do some press while I'm there. I'm going to London the beginning of the week there. So I'll be doing a lot of press and television shows out there in London. But I'll be back and forth from London and Birmingham. But the event is going to be in Birmingham, England. Let me see who's on the phone real quickly. The phone number is 818-850-5404, by the way. What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on, King Flex? This is D from Maryland, man.
Hey, D from Maryland. How you doing, fam?
What's going on? Nothing but the welcome and heading to the slave plantation, that's all.
About to go to work right now?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed, man. What's on your mind?
Not much. You know, I got this issue where I'm up here, I'm trying to kick drinking alcohol, and you know what I mean? And smoking weed and all that stuff. But it seems like when I'm sober, I can't really have a good enough time like I would, you know what I mean, when I'm drinking and all that. And I'm wondering, well, what ideas you got to give me to try to kick that habit?
Well, the thing is, the replacement for alcohol, drinking, and smoking is confidence, is natural confidence. Because the reason why people drink and smoke is to get confidence. That's the only reason they do it. They say to have a good time, but what it does, you get confident when you high. Because when you high, you just don't give a fuck. So
yeah,
that gives you a false sense of confidence. So what you need to do is get natural confidence so you don't have to depend on that. That's why I've never been drunk or high a day in my life. Because I get high off confidence, knowing that I got the skills it take to do what I need to do. And you need to get that naturally without the use of any exterior help. You feel me?
Right. I feel you.
All right, man. But you going to the Hidden Colors screening out there next week?
You know, I didn't get my tickets, but I was definitely going to cop another DVD for real.
No doubt. That's not a problem, man. Thank you for the call, brother. Yes, indeed. Let me see. Is this moist dude who be calling up? Hold on, because it's late as hell. Hello?
This is Tariq.
This is Tariq.
What's up, boss?
What's up? Who is this?
This is Romy Rome coming out of Colorado.
Romy Rome out of Colorado. What, you in L.A. now, Romy Rome?
Nah, I'm from L.A. I just go to school out here.
Okay, what's up out there in Colorado?
I was just up watching Mac Lessons, and then I seen you tweet talking about calling.
Yes, indeed. Now, you going to the screening of Hidden Colors out there in Colorado?
In Denver, yeah, I should be up there.
Yes, indeed. So what's on your mind, man?
Man, you know, I'm just dealing with some bullshit, but, you know, I just be handling my business right now is just kind of a dry spell, because where I'm at in Colorado, there's really not any action. It's just a bunch of negative two looking girls.
Oh, damn. Now they do have a couple of cuties out there now, because I've been out there. I've seen a couple of real cute ones out there. Maybe I saw the only few.
That's Denver.
Oh, okay. What part are you in?
I'm in Pueblo.
Oh, Pueblo, no wonder. Okay, I was about to say. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, wait, I saw a nice little handful of cuties in damn Denver, man. So Pueblo, how far is that from Denver?
That's about 100 miles, so you're looking at 2 hours.
God damn. So who's all out there? Like, what, Native Americans? What's out there?
It's just a bunch of, like, meth heads, the kids, and the UPS dude.
Yeah. Those little small spots like there, meth head heaven. So,
So it is kind of hard to, you know, campaign when you don't got many options.
Yeah. Now, what are you? Are you black, Mexican? What are you?
I'm a Nigerian.
Nigerian, there you go. How long you been out there?
How long I've been in Pueblo? I've been out here since 2014.
Okay. So the last chick you dated, must have been a white chick. Was it a white chick you dated out there?
Nah. Hell no. I don't do that.
There you go. So who did you ever date anybody out there in Pueblo?
I brought my ex over here, but we done. But I ain't dating nobody in Pueblo yet. Trying to campaign correctly.
I feel you, man. But stay away from the meth heads, man. Yeah, your best.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Go knocking on the door of one of them TPs, nigga. Go say, hey, look. Hey, look.
Any advice on how to campaign when there's nothing in the water?
Well, the thing is, when you go to live in dry cities, and sometimes you just live in spots where the pickings are slim, sometimes you just got to make those weekend trips, man. You got to make that weekend trip to Denver. And that's what you got to do, man. Go to the next major city that's popping and campaign there. It's not that bad of a drive. You know, how many hours is it? Like, what, an hour to get to Denver?
Yeah, it's probably just an hour. Yeah. I just have to suck it up and
suck
that
up
that
and go.
Trip.
Yeah, go to Denver, man. There's a lot of nice dimes out there in Denver, man. Nice cuties, real cooperative out there in Denver. Sweet as hell. Go out there to Denver. Take that 1 hour drive. Don't fuck with them meth heads, them old junky ass chicks who smell like damn vinegar and cheese, and you know.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. You don't want to lower your standards, man. Get on up there to Denver and make it do what it do. Let me know how you do out there. All right, man.
For sure, man. I'll be calling you back. Is this the same number every time you do the show?
Same number, man. No doubt. Same number. All right, thanks for the call, fam. Yeah, I know how it is, man. When there's slim pickings. And go up there, you know, get your little squad out there in Pueblo and y'all make a little field trip up there to Denver so y'all can campaign. The females in Denver are real cooperative, man. That's why I was like, when he said he's in Colorado and he's not getting no cooperation, I'm like, nigga, how? I can imagine Pueblo, man. Bunch of probably little junky, out of shape chicks. I'm not shitting on Pueblo. I've never been there, but I can imagine. A lot of folks don't know. A lot of these places in Middle America, some of these people is toe up. This shit is like a meth zombie apocalypse in some of these cities, man. They don't talk about it. They keep that shit hidden. You dig? But let me talk about what I want to talk about tonight. I want to talk about the importance of having real people who will pull your coat. A lot of times, we don't have people in our lives that'll really break the game down to us. We don't have people that will pull our coats to let us know when we're slipping. We don't have people to kind of pull us to the side and say, hey, as a friend, you don't need to be doing this, you don't need to be doing that. It's important to kind of get people who can be objective. It's very important to have somebody in your life, even if it's not your homeboy, even your significant other, who will kind of pull your coat a little bit. To say, hey, you're not going in the right direction. Maybe you shouldn't do that. Somebody who can really pull your coat and you not get offended by that. Especially, you see this a lot with a lot of people who happen to be successful. And even people who are successful, when they're around other people who are successful, they just don't have that thing where they want to pull the coat of people to let them know that they're slipping. They're doing some shit they ain't supposed to do. And one example of that is our brother Kanye West. Now, I like Kanye West. Brother's a genius as far as music. I like Kanye West. That's my brother. This is why I'm using my brother as an example. Kanye is my brother. I love that brother. And Kanye will probably hear this. A lot of people hear my show. My show goes out to millions of people every week. Literally millions of people. And by the way, y'all subscribe to the show on iTunes, by the way. I always forget to remind people that you guys can go to iTunes and subscribe to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Just go to iTunes, look up podcasts, type in Tariq Elite Radio Show, subscribe, and you can get the shows automatically downloaded to your iPhone, to your iPad. And if you're a broke motherfucker, an iPod. Okay? But a lot of times we don't have people to pull our coats, and Kanye West is a great example of that. Now, Kanye West, you know, my man has been through some things. And my man Kanye, when he was on Rockefeller, he had Dame Dash. Now, Dame Dash is a coat puller. Dame Dash is my dude. Now, Dame Dash is a coat puller. He'll let a motherfucker know what's happening. That's probably why a lot of them didn't want to rock with Dame. They wanted yes men around him, and that's something that Dame is not. Dame is nobody's yes man. But you notice, ever since Kanye's kind of been on his own, without somebody really pulling his coat, without a Dame there to kind of pull that coat. And remember, Dame gave him a shot, by the way. That's why, you know, Kanye, he still has somewhat of a loyalty to Dame to a certain degree, because I know Kanye kind of executive produced some of Dame's projects. I've seen some of Dame's projects. Dame showed me last time I saw him with my man Boyce. Real hot stuff. But since Kanye's been on his own, nobody's pulling my man's coat. And Kanye got this thing where he goes on all of these rants. And the white supremacists, they love to see black people go on nonsensical rants and kind of make themselves look silly to a certain degree. They get off on that. And they let my brother do these long rants. They give him all the airtime he needs. Now, if Kanye was saying some real deep shit, they'd cut that mic off. But now that Kanye goes on these long, incoherent, nonsensical rants, they give him all the airtime he needs. They will let him rant on and on and on. And nobody's letting our brother know, hey, man, that's not a good look, bro. I know, yeah, I guess you think you're promoting something, but that's just not a good look to go on all of these nonsensical rants while the white supremacists sit around snickering and winking at each other like, hey, look at this nigga. And when you're done, they're like, oh, that was so deep. Let me play something, because my man Kanye was just on Ellen's show, Ellen DeGeneres' show, and he went on another one of his rants, and the white supremacist suspects, they're just eating it up. It's been on all the little gossip shows. They're eating it up. And listen to this.
A little longer.
What's the point of thinking?
What's the point of thinking? Well, sometimes I understand, but sometimes there is a point to thinking. And then you tweeted out that you wanted Mark Zuckerberg to give you $53 million. In hindsight, should that have gone on Facebook?
Yes. I should have put it on Facebook. Now I understand why he didn't hit me back. I understand that Zuckerberg doesn't use Twitter.
Yeah.
Even though I have had dinner with him and his wife and told him about how I wanted to help the world, and he said he'd help me, and then blah, blah, blah. And like, that's how it feels, though. You know, it's like...
Now, let me pause it right there. Now Kanye West, that stood out to me. He said that he sat with Zuckerberg and had dinner with him and his wife, and Zuckerberg said he was going to help Kanye. Said he's going to give him some money or something so Kanye can change the world. And Kanye, I want you to listen to me. Because Kanye got on Twitter or something like that saying that he wanted Zuckerberg to give him $53 million so he can do some stuff. Kanye, Zuckerberg looks at you as Negro entertainment. That nobody's telling you that, man. Your friends, your buddies are not telling you that. Zuckerberg, they invite you over to do the rant thing so they can laugh when you leave, man. Unfortunately, that's how they get down, brother. You might not know. Kanye don't really understand white supremacy. They'll bring you around and pat you on the back and have dinner with you and let you go on that rant and agree with you and talk about how, yeah, I help you. Yeah, keep talking that nigga shit. Yeah, I want some money to help the world. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, keep talking. And then when you leave, they don't call you back. And Kanye, you're Negro entertainment to them. Zuckerberg, you're just entertainment to him. You were just a lawn jockey to him. You're just Negro entertainment to him. Zuckerberg, and dude, do you understand the racist shit that goes on Facebook, man? You know all the stories coming out about the white supremacist bullshit that goes on at Facebook? That starts from the top. Facebook is being outed with all types of racist allegations. And not just allegations, black people like myself, we get banned for saying deep shit on Facebook. This happens to a lot of us. So Zuckerberg was sitting there just patronizing you with a smirk on his face. But at the end of the day, he's like, oh, can you believe Kanye? This is the conversation when you left. Hey, man. You know, fucking Kanye wanted $53 fucking million. Give me a break, fucking nigger. He was so hilarious. He was ranting. Oh, they were clowning. Unfortunately, my brother Kanye don't understand how these white supremacists get down, man. That's why Zuckerberg didn't take you seriously, brother. Nobody's telling you that, though, brother.
Pursuit of happiness, like it's like you're trying to sell this bone density machine or something, you know, in that movie. I feel that if I had more resources, I could help more people. I have ideas that can make the human race existence within our 100 years better. Period. The paparazzi, whatever perception you have of me.
Now, Ellen is looking here with this little kind of surprise, mock surprise, with somewhat of a little smirk on her face. She knows he's just ranting bullshit, but give him all the rope he needs.
Starting with the truth, starting with what everyone's thinking. Start there, put some dope with it.
Now you hear the white people in the audience clapping, yoo! Now, Kanye didn't say shit of substance just now. That's my brother. He needs to hear this. I love the brother. But he didn't say a goddamn thing of substance right now. Nobody knows what he's saying, but they're egging it on. They are all clapping.
I'm with you.
Gay is in the building. Throw your motherfucking hands in the air right now. Put your hands in it.
Now he's up kind of dancing because now okay. Oh, man. He's up dancing, like waving his hands like he said something deep because they're egging him on. And he's there kind of gloating because they applauded that shit he said. He like, yeah, he's in the building. Now, oh, yeah, look at him. Look at him.
Right now, yeah. Okay.
All right, I'm with you on the truth part. When you say put some dope with it, just give me one example. Just get what the idea is, because maybe somebody watching will give you the money.
Well, we're in a renaissance period. We're in a place where people are like multidisciplined artists, like Steve McQueen that directed 12 Years a Slave. He was considered to just be a photographer, but then he won an Oscar. We're not in a place where people can only have one career, one profession throughout their entire life. So the exact amount of emotion and color palette and sonics and everything that I put into my music, I put them into the shoes, and they worked. You know, people never write, like, Kanye's pissing everybody off. Kanye's making so much. They try to position it through the media in some way that I'm like, whatever your friends might say.
Wow. what the fuck is my brother talking about? Come on, man. Kanye. This is not the business, man. Now, if you're confused, don't be confused. He's just not talking. He's just talking in circles. It's just rambling. It is not. He's just talking.
You know, we saw Kanye. How was he? Did he like? But I care about people. I care about. My dad lived in homeless shelters less than 5 years ago. To find out, he's a psych major. My mom was the first black female chair of the English department at Chicago State University. I was raised to do something, to make a difference. To take.
And the white people in the audience full of white people.
You know,
audience full of white people there with smirks on their faces.
I didn't take the Oscars as a joke. It was funny, you know what I'm saying? It was like the moment, like all black, you know, actors can talk about the glass ceilings that we've dealt with out in this town. And it's the you get your night. Go ahead. Chris Rock's gonna do it. Bam! Talk about how many times you've been blocked from being able to excel.
What?
I didn't take it as a joke.
What? Okay, what is he talking about? This Kanye is just going from subject to subject. No transition, no segue. My man is just talking crazy right now. Yeah, my mom and my dad was in a homeless shelter and the Oscars. And you got to see how he's looking. He's like rocking and throwing his, kicking his legs up. He's fidgeting. Looking kind of crackish. I'm not saying my man is on the narcotic. I'm not saying them out. And I hope my man is not on the narcotic. But he's just kind of fidgeting around and it looks crazy.
It ain't no joke, as Rakim said. It ain't no joke. I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it and make sure it's broke. That's what I was raised on, Rakim. Fife Dawg. Hip hop.
Okay, he's just... Now he's talking about Rakim. My man, he went from his dad and mom to the Oscars to Rakim. He's rapping lyrics. The dude, nobody's in this brother's corner to pull his coat and say, hey, man, you need to chill the fuck out with all that bullshit. If you're on that narcotic, don't do no fucking interviews. You got to have some real G's around you every now and then. And my dude never had that. Dame Dash was the closest thing. Dame was the closest thing. See, the thing is, let me let this go, man. Let me let it, just a little bit more. I'm not going to let too much of it go because it's just all over the place.
Expression, hip-hop, started out in the park. Now everybody's trying to try. I don't give a how much you've sold. If you playing on radio, are you connecting? Picasso is dead. Steve Jobs is dead. Walt Disney is dead. Name somebody living that you can name in the same breath as them. Don't tell me about being likable. We got 100 years here. We're one race, the human race, one civilization. We're a blip in the existence of the universe.
I don't want to put no drug rap on my dude, but that's high nigga talk. That's how niggas talk when they get high. I don't want to put I'm not saying my dude is on the narcotic at all, but that just sounds like a nigga when he gets high. They start talking about every fucking thing that don't make sense. They hit something, they smoke some shit, sprinkle a little something up in they blunt. That ain't no regular blunt, by the way. Whatever the fuck he's talking, they sprinkle something in that blunt. Hey, guess what, man? You know, Mickey Mouse, that nigga's a G because Mickey Mouse got a whole bunch of bitches. That nigga got Minnie Mouse. That nigga be fucking Donald Duck's bitch. And you know what? That's a metaphor for life because the universe is all about Disneyland, right? Because you go on roller coasters, you go up and down. And when you go down, you go back up. And when you fall down, you get back up. That's why I go to church and sing, we fall down, but we get up. You know what I'm saying? That's how this nigga say. He's changing subjects just indiscriminately. That's just how he sounds. That's exactly how he sounds.
And we constantly trying to pull each other down, not doing things to help each other. That's my point. It's like I'm shaking talking about it. I know it's daytime TV.
You shaking because, brother, oh, you're on the narcotic. You're trembling like a crackhead. Brother.
But I feel that I can make a difference while I'm here. I feel that I can make things better through my skill set. My skills, I'm an artist. 5 years old, art school, PhD, Art Institute of Chicago. I am an artist. I have a condition called synesthesia where I see sounds. I see them. Everything that I sonically make is a painting.
Nigga, that's called high. When motherfuckers get high, they see shit too. Nigga, that's called being high. A crackhead sees a whole bunch of shit. Hey, nigga, whose unicorn is this? Nigga, did you just see a purple unicorn? I didn't bring my unicorn. I left my unicorn back at the club because I only ride my unicorn once a week. Understand that? Because when you ride a unicorn, you got to get gas. It can, you got to, you know, that's a lot of money. I don't have no money for no damn gas for a unicorn. I mean, damn. Good Lord.
I see it. I see the importance. I see the importance and the value of everyone being able to experience a more beautiful life. When I make clothes, it's funny because I'll sit there with Obama and Leo's talking about the environment, and then I'm talking about clothes, and everyone looks at me like, that's not an important issue or something. But I remember going to school, like in fifth grade, and wanting to have a cool outfit. I called the head of Payless. I'm like, I want to work with you.
And Payless said, get this high nigga off the fucking phone. There's a crackhead on line 3. That's what Payless Shoes said.
I want to take all this information that I learned from sitting at all these fashion shows and knocking at all these doors and buying all this expensive clothes, and I want to take away bullying. You know, I want to...
And they're applauding this shit. They're applauding this shit, dude. And that's the problem right there. I can't play no more. I can't play no more. Let me put my Mac and music back on. And they're sitting up applauding this shit, and he's not making any sense. And that's the thing. And that makes him go on and on and on and on. And they're patronizing him. They love a black person who's making emotional comments, who's going on an emotional rant. They love to see a black man go on an emotional rant so they can patronize him. The dude went from the Oscars to Rakim to bullying to clothes to pay less to producing to seeing colors. My God. My man, this is why it's important, family, to have somebody who will pull your coat and let you know when you're slipping. Because when you don't have that, you get to sounding like this. You don't have anybody who's going to be objective. You don't have any real friends that's going to really break the game down to you and pull you back and say, hey, you need to chill the fuck out. Because let me say this. A lot of times this happens when a lot of these brothers date white women. Let me go there a little bit. Because a lot of times when brothers date white women, I'm not saying all, but a lot of times when brothers date white women, a lot of white women, now they'll let you rant and rave and talk all that bullshit. And a lot of white women be introducing brothers to that narcotic too. A lot of white women be introducing brothers to that narcotic. I'm not saying that happened in Kanye's case. I'm not saying. But I'm saying when a lot of brothers get with white chicks, they get some of that new narcotic. I mean, hell, let's look at Lamar Odom, who was dating Kim Kardashian's sister. Well, he was married to her. This nigga ended up in a damn hoe house, damn near died over drug overdose. You dig? I see that happening with a lot of brothers, especially a lot of athletes, a lot of entertainers. They get with these white girls, and these white girls, they introduce them to a whole new crop of damn narcotics. A whole bunch of shit you don't get in the hood. These white girls be having access to it. As a matter of fact, the kind of white girls that date rappers and athletes usually are the white girls who's on that drug shit, party scene. They know all the hot new narcotics coming out that we don't usually get access to. So those white girls be turning niggas out. I'm just throwing that out there so y'all can get a real good understanding. Brothers get straight turned out, and these white girls ain't trying to pull a nigga's coat. They want cats to be all emotional and nonsensical. They want you to be as dumb as possible so that they can get whatever money they can get out your ass. Not saying that's the case in Kanye's situation. I'm not saying that at all, but I'm saying nobody's pulling his coat. Kim ain't pulling his coat. She's just letting the dude rant and do whatever. Nobody's pulling my man's coat, letting him know, hey, man, you need to scale down on all that bullshit. That's not a good look. Motherfuckers ain't gonna take you seriously. You need somebody to pull that coat. Just like with these interviews. See, the white supremacists, they're gonna let you rant. See, you get around some black folks, they're gonna check you on your bullshit. Just like Sway. Sway check Kanye on that bullshit. All that yelling. How, Sway? How? You ain't got the answer, Sway. Sway was like, hey, brother. Hey, man, don't. Come on, dude. Don't come at me like that, dude. Sway checked him on that. Take a real good look at that interview with him and Sway. My man Sway was like, no, man, don't talk to me like that no more. Look, don't, you know, have a little more respect than that, you know. And just like when my man gets on the Breakfast Club. Charlamagne checks him. See, he don't do all that old shit with Charlamagne. I love Charlamagne. Charlamagne is the truth. Charlamagne is the Simon Cowell of hip hop radio. Charlamagne pulls his coat. Charlamagne tells him in his face, hey man, that last album, that shit was whack. That album was whack. This is whack. That shit is corny. And he knows Kanye sits his ass down and he calms the fuck down when he gets on a lot of the hip hop radio shows, because they will pull his coat and let him know what the fuck is going on. What you doing is not the business. I'm not applauding that shit you doing. He needs more of that. He gets his mind right when he gets on the Breakfast Club and shows like that. Because they're not going to kiss his ass and put him out there like that. And that's a good thing. They keep him grounded. No hate, but that keeps him grounded. Being around some real people that's going to check you on your bullshit and bring you back and ground you is a good thing. To let you know when something you're doing ain't right, when something you're doing is slipping, when something you're doing is not up to par, when what you're saying is on some bullshit. You understand? So that's what we need. We need people to pull coats. That's why I'm not mad at Charlamagne. Charlamagne says a lot of real shit. And we need more people, and y'all need to listen to people who speak real shit. Like my man Jason Black, Black Authority. He spits real game. He don't pull no punches. You call up Jason Black's show, you're going to get checked. the 5150 show, those brothers, they pull no punches. With me, I don't pull no punches. I'm going to let you know what the deal is. It's very important to have people and be around and listen to people who can pull your coat to the real game and what you need to do so you don't fall off and so you don't get on national television around all these white supremacists snickering at you, letting you clown yourself like that. I just don't like them because I know how they do. And my brother Kanye, he don't know. He seems like a good dude. He's a real passionate dude. He's a good dude, but just nobody's pulling my man's coat. Nobody's pulling him to the side, and you surround yourself around all these white people. They're not going to really pull your coat. They're going to give you all the rope you need, and then you become entertainment to them. Just like with Zuckerberg, you were entertainment to him. So it's always good to just be grounded. That's why, man, I love getting out there on the road. I love doing my Ustream show on Sunday because I get to talk to the real people. And we clown and we have a good time, but I get to talk to real people. I like to get out there in the hood and get around some real people. And when somebody gives you a little game and say, hey, man, you could do this better, you can do that better, I think this will be fly, you take that instead of having a bunch of people who want to see you fail at the end of the day sit up and patronize you and give you enough rope to hang yourself with your own rhetoric. So get around some people that's going to pull your coat. That's very important, even on the street level. And I ain't talking about being around a bunch of haters, because there's some people who pretend to pull your coat, but they're really hating. I'm talking about some real people who want to see you win for real. Some real people who want to see you win, who's not going to let you fall off and clown yourself. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Tariq Ali Radio Show. Don't forget to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get your tickets to join us nationwide next week for all the Hidden Colors screenings, Hidden Colors 4 in theaters nationwide. I will announce next week when the DVD is going to be ready. The DVD is going to be out soon, so you still want to see the movie in theaters, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com. I'm going to holler at you on Ustream. Y'all have a good night, family, and peace.